Hello?
Hi, this is Eddie Sale from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a male. I'm sorry, female. What is this about?
It's an opinion research, ma'am.
I'm not interested.
It'll only take a couple minutes of your time if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
What is the year of your birth, ma'am?
May 18, 1959.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the highest level of education? What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12th grade.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Black American. Select
all the... Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
How satisfied would you say you are with the direction in which of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Yes, somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10 meaning
very
you
much,
are extreme?
Very much to vote.
Okay. Would you, on a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
I'm sorry, repeat that again?
On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
Rate what? I didn't
get
the question.
Yes, how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections?
Oh, 10.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10.
A 10.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. Climate change, abortion, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, cost of living and inflation, teaching history in schools, immigration, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, criminal justice reform, police violence, healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness.
All of it.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
All of it.
You can only select up to two.
Okay. Let's say abortion rights and what was the other one?
We have climate change, racism,
climate
and discrimination.
Climate change.
Thank you. Rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Donald Trump.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again? A car was going by. I'm outside.
Donald Trump?
Hello? Hello? What about Donald Trump?
How favorable would you say you are towards him on a scale from 0 to 10?
Not favorable at all.
Thank you. Congressional Black Caucus.
Say what now?
Congressional Black Caucus.
Congressional Black Caucus, what?
How favorable are you towards them or it?
Black Caucus, what do you mean by that?
It says Congressional Black Caucus.
I don't know what that means. I can't answer that question.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Okay.
How favorable are you towards him?
I don't know.
On a scale from 0 to 10, what would you rate it?
A 1, because I don't know.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
A 10.
Project 2025.
Why you ask me all these questions?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
Why all these questions?
It's just a public opinion survey.
So, do I have to answer any more questions?
Yes, Project 2025. How would you rate it?
I don't know how I would rate that. A 10, I hope.
Okay. Joe Biden.
A 10.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
A 10.
Thank you very much. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party, or independent candidate? Or are you undecided?
Okay, can you repeat that? Because calls are going by.
Yes. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
I will vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? You say very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
A Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Well, so far they've kept some of their promises. So do I have to say a 10 or 1 to 10 or...
Would you say none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises?
Some of their promises.
Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or does it make no difference either way?
More likely for Democrats.
Would you say somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
Neither.
If you had to choose from one of those two, would you say voting for a candidate to get them into office, or voting against the other candidate to keep them out of the office?
I mean, if you're going to vote for your candidate, of course you're going to try to vote to keep that one out of the office. That would make sense, right? If you're voting for the candidate that you're voting for.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 mean it is not at all convincing. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. With 1.5 million black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropping to just 11%. Would this be a 0, not at all convincing reason, 5, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or a 10, very convincing reason? On a scale from 0 to 10, you can choose any number.
That's a very convincing.
Thank you. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. How convincing would this be?
How convincing would it be? If you what now?
As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Would you say a 10?
Yeah, 10.
Okay. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. How convincing would this be? On a scale from 0 to 10.
A 10.
Thank you. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by black Americans who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions and putting money back in their pockets of black Americans.
Some of the questions I didn't hear.
Is this how convincing would it be to you?
Okay. I'm on the phone right now. It would be very convincing.
Thank you. When black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households.
Very convincing. Opinion.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. We've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. Which of those two would you say it describes best how you feel?
Was voting right? I'm sorry, I didn't get the question.
No, it's just when you hear the messages, just you can choose up to two of the messages that best describes how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. We've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote.
Let's say one, and to make our communities better, two. Hello?
To make our communities better, I think that's three. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Would that be the one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote. A five, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote. And a 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
Okay.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
Okay.
Thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
A Democratic candidate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I'm not conservative, that's for certain. Let's say moderate.
Moderate? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? If necessary, you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker,
retired.
Or stay-at-home parent?
Retired.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yes, I'm able to vote.
For whom did you vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Biden, Democrat.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know, because I'm paying taxes.
If you have to make a guess.
Gosh, I honestly don't know. I can't.
Would you say 25 to 34, 35 to 45, 45 to 54, 55 to 64,
65 to... Are you talking about the age or the income?
Your income, your total income for last year, that is 2023.
Okay. Let's say 35.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
You talking about church?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I go every week.
Would you say once a week?
Once a week, yes.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.